Am I doing the intro?
No, you are.
Jeez, oh, okay.
Slow. Hey, take it easy, here. Rick. Don't knock the cords out.
Don't ruin our audio.
Jeez.
I thought he was going down.
Now you know how Mingle feels.
That's funny. All right. Do we break it or are we good?
We're good. I got to be a little in the beginning.
I think we
on top of you guys.
I think we we might have been a little loud.
I can't see because I'm at a weird angle. This chair is so low.
Hey, I think there's a booster seat in my truck.
Yeah, there's one in the truck. Oh, my truck's not here.
Good?
Yeah, we're good. Go.
Episode 9, Slightly Serious Sign Podcast. This one is voted number one by Laminators, also a family-owned business, which spoiler alert for what this podcast is going to be about. Thanks for sending the hat. Thanks for voting us as number one. We appreciate it. We saw those guys last week at ISA, did a dinner with them. Well, some of us did a dinner with them. Some of us had to do a different dinner, but...
Yeah, I had to do dinner with them because I didn't want to be with Judy, who was having dinner with you guys.
It all worked out in the end. We both ate at the same restaurant. We literally could see each other the entire time. But so saying that, next week's episode is going to be with IT Supplies. We're going to talk about the ISA show, kind of a recap, what's new, what we saw there. And we'll do another extra episode the week after that with them as well. So look for that. You'll see this the Monday after ISA. The following Monday, we'll do the ISA recap. So look for that. We talked about doing this episode as episode 10, working with family, but we decided to do it as episode 9 because 9's kind of our family number. We had that number through sports at the high school that we all went to for, a combined, 11 years then total between the four of us?
Yeah, we had 2011 to 2018, and then I had it from 89 to 93 or something like that.
Sheesh, you're old.
Yeah.
So, so we decided.
Dude, you were born in 94.
So we decided. we'll talk about how the math of that works later. We'll talk about the math of that later. But, so we talked about doing it as episode 10. We're telling you we did it as 9 because it's our family number, but really we couldn't do it any other way because of how ISA landed. So
yeah, we screwed up. So whatever. It is what it is.
It works out to do it as episode 9. What we're going to do is working with family. So obviously me, this is my dad. We talked about that earlier. And then we brought the two less attractive people of the family over here. So you guys can go ahead and introduce yourself from left to right.
I'm Tristan. I'm the middle one, the cooler one.
The Amish one.
Yeah, the homeless. Amish, whatever you want to say. You want to know how long
we'll go
here.
Introduce Tater and then we'll get some questions.
I'm Tater to Wensco people. The future CEO, I think. Probably within the next 5-10 years.
Like next year.
That's what
he keeps telling me. Like next year he'll be owner. That's funny because that's like a running joke from like 5 years.
Oh, he's been the future CEO since he
started.
He was in high school. He was the future CEO.
I think we have a picture like when this office, like when you got this office of him sitting in
the
chair.
We had it before I even had this office, him standing next to one of the vans saying future CEO when he was going to like homecoming dance or something. He had a suit on. He put it right next to one of the vans. So he's got big dreams.
It gives you an idea of how long he's worked here too. So, so we'll go through,
Why don't you start? We've already done yours, but why don't you start? So for the recap, for the people that didn't see, I think it was episode 1, we talked about it. So go ahead and how old you are, when you started here, and what jobs you've had, and where you're at now.
So I am 29 years old. I turned 30 this year. I know, getting old. It's probably time to start planning for retirement now. Start putting into I'm hoping Wensco get a pension so I don't have to work so hard, but it's not working out. But anyways, 29, I've been here 6 years, which I believe is the shortest of, well, obviously you, but all of us. And started...
Tristan's the shortest.
Shortest.
The fattest.
Nice.
That's a one. I can see how many more times that's going to get brought up. My height and weight and then my homelessness.
Shortest time at Wensco, I guess I have to specify every time, but shortest time at Wensco. So I started warehouse and deliveries, like I think all of us did. And from there, I went into more of a specialty apparel role. So I was doing some of our demos on t-shirt equipment and mostly t-shirt equipment, actually, was most of it. Traveling around doing those and kind of like in a tech/sales role for that. From there, moved into sales. I did that for just over a year. And now I've been in this role like almost a year and a half now, actually. So that's kind of my
full What's background. This role? Podcast?
Marketing. Yeah. Oh. Podcast. Podcast host.
Show up to work twice a week and...
Well, we only do this once a week.
Yeah,
it's almost like being a preacher.
Yeah, and we record two at one time actually. So actually, it's just once. I have to work one day every two weeks. Yeah, it's really rough.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, and I don't golf, so there's what are you supposed to do in your free time if you only work once every? I don't know. It's hard.
You go to the butterfly garden.
Yeah,
we see a lot of that. We see a lot of pictures
because I'm going back this week probably.
I figured
next week.
All right,
but yeah. So that's where I've been.
All right, Tristan, go ahead.
I am 26. I have been here. Next month is 9 years.
Nine years?
Next month I hit 9 years.
Dude, you almost get more vacation.
I know. I'm 1 year away from getting more vacation.
You get what? Like another 4 hours?
2 days. 2 days. Yeah, 2 days. You go from 4 to 2 after you hit 10 years. But no, I started in the warehouse and then... I was in the warehouse up until, I don't know, I think it's been 2 years now, probably, since I switched to purchasing now.
Yeah, we'll say why you switched here in a couple minutes when I introduce myself.
Okay.
You'll handle that part?
Yeah. You can introduce yourself.
So purchasing.
Yeah.
Explain it. What's your job?
You're the assistant? I buy everything.
For how many branches?
All 7.
Everything?
Yeah.
So you're the reason we're out when we're out of stock?
Yeah, if anyone's out of stock, it's probably not my fault. They probably just didn't have it when I placed the order. It's never my fault. I order it on time. They just didn't give it to us on time.
All right. And Tater?
I'm 23. Am I supposed to look at the camera?
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. You can look at us or the camera.
Okay.
It's going to be zoomed in on your face anyways when you're doing this.
I'm 23. I've been here 7.5 years. I've been in the warehouse my whole life. Literally my whole life. I mean, I was a little kid running around here. I took this kid's job next to me, Tristan here. He was just got a little bit too big and lazy, I guess. I'm the warehouse manager for just Grand Rapids.
All right. So we're going to quick go through, like, just so you get to know of us. We kind of already asked these questions, so hopefully they have an answer, but we're going to go through your favorite sports person who you'd like to meet, and then your favorite food, and then if you have any hobbies. Tyler, you're up.
Favorite sports, greatest player of all time, Michael Jordan.
We'll get to that.
I've also just said it.
We'll get
Tristan,
to that.
Tristan would disagree, but that goes into like our background too. So my middle name is Michael, which is also his first name. So that would be normal, except for Tristan's middle name is Jordan, after Michael Jordan.
Yeah, your mom might have been a Michael Jordan fan.
Yeah, I think she probably still has games on VHS tape, still probably at the house somewhere. I don't know where they are, because in one of the 14 closets you have at the house. But
listen, I know she still has all your shoes, or a lot of your shoe boxes.
And the boxes. yeah, I say that mostly as a joke. Like, it'd be sweet to meet, like, Lionel Messi coming from, like, a soccer background. Or even, like, David Beckham goes back to, like, when I was in high school, at least. Those would be cool people to meet. Yeah, I think mostly, I don't have any, like, famous person. Like, I feel like there's no, like, actors or actresses or, like, even, it'd be cool to meet a president, but I wouldn't be like, yeah, I'm going to take a trip to go meet a president. Like, I don't think I would even do it. It would be, like, if it was convenient, probably, but...
If he came mostly, here, we talked to him.
Yeah,
I'd at least
shake his hand, you know, just out of respect. But no, most of it's been sports. Like, I'm not into like big into movies or anything like that. What were the other questions? Do I have hobbies?
Yeah. What's your hobbies besides going to Butterfly Garden?
Yeah, the Butterfly Gardens apparently.
Wearing khakis in the pool.
Yeah.
And that's
always
beach.
Looking good. That's my hobby. No. They don't ever let me leave work, so I don't get any hobbies.
Oh, jeez.
No, I used to be really into like keeping aquariums, but I moved houses, so we got rid of all that stuff. And then I actually kind of have been traveling a lot, so it's kind of hard to do that again, just because it seems like it all comes in waves.
One of my fish died.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's coming.
The big one.
It's poor fish keeping on your part.
My 2-footer died.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, but... So yeah, that's what my hobbies were. Now I mostly just, yeah, they keep joking butterfly gardens, but take care of my kids and work and travel. So that's pretty much it right now.
Okay, Tristan, let's hear it.
LeBron James.
Favorite? Okay, is it favorite or?
Favorite and who you like to meet, both.
Favorite and who like
to
meet.
Oh, okay, so my...
Wait, you didn't talk about what's your favorite food?
My favorite food is probably, honestly, probably be burgers. But that's based on, like, favorite food and, like, budget. Like, steaks would be good, but I don't want to pay to eat steak.
He'll choke if he keeps eating steak.
Well, that's true, too.
Chew it up.
Going into my health issues here. It's rude. But, all right. Yeah, probably burgers. They're pretty universal. You can eat a lot of different types of burgers, so.
Tristan, come closer to your microphone so we can actually hear you.
Yeah, you're getting yelled at.
Well, I think that the greatest athlete of all time is LeBron James, and that's very obvious. Anyone who disagrees is just wrong.
Does and Todd Norman can, watch this?
Oh, he will. He'll comment. He'll tag me in something on Facebook, I'm sure. but probably the athlete I'd want to meet would be Russell Westbrook. And I don't really know why. Just probably because I named my kid after him. But but
your
Brody.
Yeah, it's his nickname. I'd wanted
you just
Russell.
Found that out now.
I guess
it's been a month. I knew about the name for.
I thought it was Brody James, like after LeBron James.
It is.
It's both
because he's got his middle name is Jordan, so he's trying to offset it by.
Yeah, it's not working.
James.
I mean, he'll never be better than me, but at least he'll try.
We should have named Nova's middle name should have been LeBron.
I tried. No. I tried all that. I tried it.
Nova LeBron.
I tried to get Brody's name to be LeBron Russell, and she didn't go for any of them.
But Brody worked. So
Brody
just took what you can get.
Yeah. That was the best I could get. But no, my favorite food is
chips.
Get it by your
Doritos. I was waiting for Tate to say everything. No, it's probably pizza.
Oh,
I could eat pizza every day.
What's your hobbies?
Right now is playing video games and bowling.
Baseball cards?
Sports cards, not baseball. Basketball, football.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, Tater.
I don't watch sports, so let's go to like I'd probably go off with Tyler. Like some famous soccer player would be cool to meet, just to say I did. Not that I really care about him.
All right.
What was the
That's
other
a
question?
Good answer.
What's your favorite food? This is why I'll never be the CEO. It's unbelievable. Can't even remember the question. And two people have already answered it.
Definitely steak. I could eat steak every day of my life.
What's your hobbies?
Well, I just bought a house, so I think I'm considered like a classified builder now.
Probably.
At this point, all the projects I do. So,
just because you made a 5-gallon bucket little thing doesn't make you a builder.
Hey, I could have made a YouTube video and probably became famous.
What about hunting?
Oh, hunting. I love to hunt. I love to go every weekend during hunting season. I like to fish, but I'm terrible at it and never go fishing. I think I'm the only really redneck of the family besides maybe my dad.
I look the part, you play the part.
That's about right.
Setup.
You look like you're from Fremont.
He looks like he fits in. Yeah, he definitely will pass.
All right, perfect. Well, I'll go through those questions real quick. My favorite sports person, probably Bill Laimbeer, just because I liked when he used to just hammer people. And then who would I like to meet? I think I would like to meet Jake the Snake Roberts.
I was wondering who you're going to pick from WWE. It would be cool to meet like Hulk Hogan.
Like Logan Paul? Are you kidding me? He's definitely the GOAT of WWE now.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Then he just wins something at WrestleMania or something.
It's probably because
I don't know.
The greatest wrestler of all time.
Jake the Snake.
You should just know that. That's my favorite thing to say.
My favorite food
WWE
is either chili dogs. Kimchi.
Kimchi.
I was waiting for him to say it.
To it.
That's and my only hobby is moving rocks.
Yeah.
How many of those rocks has Tristan really moved, though?
You sat on the deck and drank some beer while we were moving them.
Yeah, thank you.
Him and Phil collectively go for the lowest amount of labor done during labor hours. That's their personal goal.
Yeah, just have to claim that I was there.
Yeah, you have to be there, right?
Like someone says, seen you guys were all moving rocks at your parents' last night.
Yeah,
it went really well. I'm smooth. Actually not that tired.
Not even sore.
I feel pretty good.
So if the people that don't know, We have a pond out back that the boys decided, they actually said, hey, we want to do this koi pond. I said, okay, I'll finance it. You guys do it. No, they dug it. And then I moved like maybe 15 tons of rocks. Me and a buddy and Tater helped a lot. Tyler helped a lot. The girls actually helped out a little bit too, but that they continually settle. So you continually have to add more rocks. So if anyone ever buys my house, when I do sell, they're going to wonder why someone brought in tons and tons and tons, maybe 20 tons of rocks.
Little do they know it was all hand moved.
Yeah, it was all hand moved.
Nobody believes us when we show the pictures or when they see it in person.
Like, yeah,
no, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It took us a while, but yeah.
We keep doing it. Before we get into the work stuff, we were obviously, mom and I were young parents. Like when you went, like especially Tyler, when he was in kindergarten and his parents are standing there as teenagers and every other parent's old. What was it like with young parents? What do you think was different? Like as you saw your other parents, what was it like?
Well, I wasn't allowed to leave the house without Jordans or Nikes on for the first like 10 years of my life. So I think I'm getting back into it now though. I feel like it's like it's not like coming back into style. It's like me coming back into it. Like, yeah, it's probably time to bring it back. But no, I mean, it's that's what everyone always asks. Like even when they see us now, like you can't be that old. Be like, yeah, he's only 18 years older than me. And my mom is slightly younger than him. So you can do the math there. They always talk about the story he likes to tell everybody is that I attended my mom's high school graduation. So that gives you an idea of kind of what
he threw up on me on his mom's graduation.
There's a lot of people that have stories of me throwing up at them in important life events. So
that's probably like the only time dad actually held you. Maybe even
it probably was.
Well, I was forced to, she was up there graduating.
My diaper didn't get changed for 6 hours that day either.
I mean, probably if you want to total up all the diapers I changed, it's not double digits.
It's single digits.
It's single digit number.
Must be nice.
Are you at double digits yet?
Oh yeah.
I remember seeing you guys, all of you brought kids home and I seen you change like two and I knew you're way past me already.
New personal best. But, yeah, I mean, that was like the main one.
That's cause mom liked to change your diapers. I think
probably
that's why she never let me.
Probably cause you did a bad job. That's probably why. It's a good strategy. I should have tried that one.
Me too.
Really should have taken notes. That's an
error. What about you guys? I was still young. Well, we were still young when we had you guys too. I think the most is like we were, like me and mom would whoop you guys in basketball nonstop. All three on two, we'd still smoke you guys up until you were like in high school. Like you just get smoked by your parents. We probably could still smoke you guys.
I think mom could.
I could 1v4.
Beat us.
I could 1v4.
Yeah, I guarantee mom still beat you all on horse.
I'm like Shaq right now. You can't move me.
Get him in the post, baby.
Problem is, I ain't gonna move either.
We only have to stick our hand up though, because he's only 5'8". So.
It would look like Wembley out there. Mm-hmm. Just put our hands straight up. He's looking at us.
All right, so let's get into this working with family. So the first thing I want to say is before we even hired these guys, before I even told them, the problem with working for your dad or your mom, depending on who it is, is the expectation on you guys is way higher than what the same job would be for somebody else. And we talked about it before y'all started here saying like, hey, the expectation's super high. But you have to meet that high expectation. If you don't, you're not doing your job. And the reality is it's not fair. But it's reality and you guys all knew it coming in. I think most people think that you guys meet those expectations. But that's part of it where it's just not fair. But what I want to ask you is, what's it like working with your brothers? And would you rather work with your brothers or your dad if you had to choose? And choose carefully because your paycheck depends on it.
Okay.
I ain't scared.
Well, this is a pretty easy answer, I think, because I'd choose to work with my dad because you only have to see him once every 2 months when he's in the office.
You're right.
And if I was working with my brothers, I'd see him every day. Well, I'd see Tayton every day, yeah, Tyler every 3 days, but
once every 2 weeks. Yeah. That's my goal. I mean, the reality is like when everyone always asks, like me, especially when, like, see it shows like, oh yeah. Well, the joke you always make is people always say, yeah, it must be nice to work for your dad. And then my response is always, yeah, you don't know my dad is the joke I always tell people. Like, it's not the easiest thing in the world all the time, right? Like I mean, we've all
when he walks in here and the first thing he says is, "You need to do this. You need to do that. You need to do this. Clean that. Clean this."
Yolanda literally just came into my office today and was like, "Everything okay in here?" And I was like, "Well, luckily this time he wasn't mad at me. He was just mad in general." So no big deal.
Yeah, Yolanda said, "You look a little grumpy today." Well, I was. Things weren't going right.
it wasn't me this time.
Yeah, thankfully. But I think the reality is like, it's not always easy, right? Like if something goes wrong, you hear about it at work and at home. So obviously that's kind of a con, but we also kind of get along really well. So like that goes for you, but also like I probably see them, I mean like during show season, right? It's not quite as frequently, but usually I see them every day and like we still like hang out and play video games outside of work. So it's kind of a weird thing where it's like, oh, it'd be terrible to see them every day. It's like, I mean, yeah, I guess, but like I also still see them after work too and I don't have any problem with it. So
yeah, I think it came to more like friends than brothers at this point.
Yeah.
But I think it also working together.
Yeah, and I also think it comes down to personality too. Like I think it's just some people for sure wouldn't be able to get along with each other every day. And like I'm sure we get on each other's nerves sometimes, but the reality is like all of us are relatively easygoing. So it's not like if I said something that offended you today, you wouldn't be mad at me tomorrow. So,
and like, yeah, it's that's nice just like that none of us are hotheads.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
one of us had said that. One of us had to evolve from that state, but he got there eventually.
That's the whole reason I started here. I got grounded, had to clean the floors.
You got grounded,
never left.
Had to go to work.
9 years ago. I'm still grounded, I think.
You know, if I had to rethink that, I wouldn't have grounded him in the first place.
I've been grounded for 9 years.
He still doesn't have his phone back.
Two kids. I'm still grounded.
Yep. So, yeah, at least from my perspective, I mean, it could be terrible, but for the most part, it seems to go pretty well. So,
okay, we joke about this question, but let's ask it. Would you rather work for your dad or your mom?
I'll go.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll go. I think mom, just because she can never be mad at me. It doesn't matter what I do, I can make her laugh.
Well,
so.
You and Tyler okay. both.
Oh, I was going to say we were in agreement on this one. Apparently not, though.
What are we? What's your answer?
Oh, my answer is that if mom was in your position, that this business wouldn't be here. That's my answer.
She's going to listen to this, Tristan.
Oh, that's okay. She'll understand. She'll agree.
She'll understand.
You want,
yeah, her comment. It's an easy. He's the favorite child, so
well,
it's a given.
That's for both. No, that's not just that's mom. It's dad guys. Too.
Listen,
well, yeah, I understand. But.
Listen, my favorites are based on what's getting done at the house. Like if Tater's over, help me yep. move rocks. Favorite.
Well, I'm
Tristan.
Still...
Well, last time he was at my house, I caught him downstairs drinking all my bourbon.
Well, it's a testing.
Yeah,
sampling.
And well, Tyler, we've always
good. They're only good open for 6 months, so you're just doing him a solid. He needs to get through them.
One of the bottles was mine. He's only home. He's still mine.
3 days a month. So,
we've always said Tyler is my fourth favorite. We're leaving room for a third one just in case, like
a new third,
just in case we still have another kid. Then to get, but, all right. So, let's talk about some other things. Let's talk about how bad is it? I don't know how bad it is. I'm trying to think how to word the question. Working for me, like mom will say she would hate she feels sorry for anybody that works for me, but I don't think that's necessarily true around here. I don't think that's like there was a time I was the most hated individual here, but I don't think it is anymore.
It depends on the day. It depends on what needs to be done. I think we've learned now what needs to be done. And so as long as we know ahead of time that you're going to be around, we make sure it's done.
So you only do the work so let's talk about that. You only do the work when you know I'm going to be here.
Well,
I know people ask you, where's my dad?
I have your location. So there is times where I'm like, guys,
on his way. He's on his way.
Dad's going to be here soon. We got to clean up a little
sweep
bit real
the floor,
quick.
Sweep the floors.
I mean, you can ask all my guys back there. I'm sure they've heard me say it.
Yeah. I mean, from my perspective, right? Like they started here and I did not have any desire to work here, which we talked about in episode one too, but I worked, you know.
Wait, real quick. What was your nickname when you started here as a delivery driver?
Oh, yeah. My nickname is Amazon Prime because instead of we do same day delivery, but I was doing 2 day delivery, which now Amazon Prime does We all got there together, right? They made it to one day, and I eventually made it to one day.
Yeah, he had so many mess ups. We called him Prime because instead of delivering one day, he usually had mistakes. Days. He had to make two. Everything was 2 days, and he's in there in his khakis and his button up.
The locals just, driver.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hey guys, I'm sorry. I'll bring you something else. Okay, no problem, Tyler. We love you.
You know, the reason
everyone always knew the right person to talk to when he'd go into a place to let him know.
The reason everyone uses Amazon is because it's convenient and their customer service is good. It's easy to return things. Well, that was me. It took me 2 days sometimes, but my customer service is top notch. Nobody's ever mad. We had no complaints. We had probably the most messed up deliveries and zero complaints in the time I was there. It's like a special talent, but yeah, I had no desire to come here. And that was what I thought too. Like, oh, I have no desire to work for my dad. Like, oh, it's going to be terrible. I think sometimes the reason we say that is just kind of, how much you ask like of your employees. But now that we've been here, I think all of that kind of makes sense to me at least, where it's, you're asking kind of more than maybe some of the other jobs I would work would ask for me. But the reality is like, you feel much better going home when you actually get some work done versus when you work another job. Like I worked at Sprint and there would be a day you would literally just do nothing all day. Like, sure, yeah, that sounds great to some people, but the reality is you just go home like, well, that was a
charm. By the looks of the warehouse, Tater has days like that too.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, some days.
I blame my guys.
And by the looks of inventory, Tristan might have those days too.
The Masters were on last week.
He's got the TV on in his office.
Yeah, we went through March Madness, then they had the Masters.
We're struggling.
Yeah, now we're back because
You're going to keep Tate busy now with all the skids coming in. That's a good call. But, yeah, I think that's what people say. Like the people that know you at least seem like you're, like pretty demanding from the people that work there, or you ask a lot of them for the roles, but the reality is you just ask them to do their job, which we talked about in other ones too, where like you just hire professionals, you expect them to be professionals. And I think you enforce that, and a lot of other companies might not enforce that. And so they see you and think like, oh, that would be terrible. But the reality is like, you're definitely just feel better about your job when you go to work and actually get your work done, and
the person next to you feels better because the other person that's working hard and you're not working hard
pick up the slack,
and you read management books and everything else, and probably should write my own
maybe
because some of them are wrong.
Yeah.
But when you keep a bad employee, or you let a management lets a bad employee continue to do bad behavior or slacking behavior, that makes a bad environment. And for the most part, we don't allow that here. Like, if you're a bad employee, you're gonna probably talk to me multiple times.
Yeah, and I think people that are listening to this can relate to this too. Where, like, I'm sure you've worked for managers on both sides, right? Like, you can go to the extreme on your side and like micromanage and all that stuff. That's not what he does here. But you can also go on the other end of the spectrum, which is what people think they want in a manager that like doesn't do anything. But the reality is you run into that situation where you just have employees that do nothing all day and you just go home pissed at your manager. Like, how does this person still work here? And we don't have that, which is definitely way better. So it's not like he's sitting there watching everything we do every given day and being like, oh, you could have done this, which I mean, sometimes he does do that. But for the most part, it's just like, hey, you have a job to do here, and like I expect you to do it. And like you said earlier, I think the expectations from everyone else is higher on us, which is why he pushes so hard on us to get it done. So, but I think maybe it took us all like a couple of years to figure that out here. But for the most part now, it seems like it's pretty smooth at this point.
Yeah, I can remember before I actually got put in charge. I remember a guy in the warehouse, and I knew I was getting put in charge. I knew they were announcing it. And there's a guy in the warehouse that was just sitting there. I'm not going to say his name. I would only know his first name anyways. But he was just sitting there. I said, dude, you going to help? Man, they're not watching us. We don't have to worry about that. And we obviously all had a meeting. And they said, Mike's in charge. And I'm staring right at this guy the whole time when they're saying Mike's in charge. And we walked out of the meeting. I fired him. Like, yeah. It was just like, if you're not going to work when someone's not watching you, I don't want you here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to watch everybody. I don't want to micromanage people. I just want to just come in, do your job, do the best. And for the most part here, we all understand we're trying to grow. Like, we're trying to like do the right thing and grow. But sometimes inventory is an issue. We'll
get there soon when we get the new CEO.
Yeah, the next guy.
I also think that like we all eat, sleep, and breathe this place. And it probably most of it is because we all work here together. So every conversation we have outside of work is usually something about work.
I was
something
say, that happened what do at our work. Wives all get mad at us about? Probably talking about work when we're at a family get together.
We're not talking about work.
Yeah.
I know which wife says that.
No comment.
Well, we know it's not Tristan's. He's not married, so.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, yeah, his wife, at least.
I got about that. You know, is this the time to bring this up?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he would be married, but he has a weight problem, so.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't want to marry him.
If he gets down on the knee, he can't get back up.
Okay, that's a very serious problem I have. I made Brandy go buy like a nice like changing table because she's like, you can just change on the floor. Okay, yeah, that's nice until we're both laying on the floor waiting for you to help us up.
You're both crying.
Brody, can you boost me up real quick? Just give me a quick boost.
All right, so a couple of stories that I want to bring up. We always talk about this one too. So mowing the lawn. We've talked about this a couple times lately. So at one point, we lived... How long do we live in that house?
It could be a bad story about mowing.
It was up until like...
I already heard this. I heard it twice last week.
Oh, no, because we were in between. It was...
So we lived in the same house a lot. Up until about 7 or 8 years ago, we lived in the same... We basically all grew up in the same house.
And Tate was born like the year after we got there. So 99, probably.
Yeah, somewhere around.
Until whenever we moved. So
yeah, Tater was born there, right?
16 years.
So a quick story about that. There was this hidden room way down in the basement. It was a little dinky room. And it became the cereal room because we had so many boxes of cereal that it had to be in there. But literally, Tater slept in a tent on the floor for a couple of years. And we never, and then when he finally, like, hey, I want a bed, I think we got him, he wanted a cot.
Yeah.
He wanted an army cot.
He upgraded from a tent to a, yeah, like a army military cot.
So then
cot.
He slept on a cot. Yep.
And then it was a mattress on the floor.
I don't think he ever had an actual bed in there.
No, yeah. I don't think so either. But a quick story about mowing a lawn, which is, I think, still think is funny. So Tyler got banned from mowing a lawn and we had a riding lawnmower and because he broke a window and it's not because he shot something into the window. He literally drove the lawnmower into the window.
I think we should talk about the reason this happened is he was very particular about the way the grass got mowed. So I was trying to get as close as I could to the house. It turns out the brakes aren't real good on the mower. Well, the mower was in real good condition.
That mower was a piece of crap.
It was in real good condition.
We had that thing up until we moved.
Listen, that mower, well, we can even say that. Like, so Tater's at, he's probably 7, 8 years old. I mean, think of how big a 7, 8 year old. Think of a Nova right now. She's 6.
And I was little.
Tater used to pop the hood on the Jeep, open the hood, turn the Jeep on, hook the jumper cables up, and then hit the starter with the jumper cables and it'd be sparking all over the place. You got a little dinky 8-year-old starting the lawnmower. But the funnier part is he started the lawnmower one day and started mowing the lawn. And I'm sitting there watching him. I'm sitting here watching him mow the lawn. And I think it was Tony or Ted. I think it might've been Tony stopped by and said, do you think he knows the blades aren't on? I said, I don't think he knows that. Well, are you going to stop him? No, wait till he's finished. I let him mow the whole lawn without the blades on. We got all done. Hey, look what I did. I'm like, yeah, you want to turn the blades on? He just looks back at the lawn.
I got to do it twice.
I got to mow it again. Yep.
I think he probably had to go inside and do homework after. And he was like, yeah, I was going to do it twice.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys did homework.
Tyler did.
Well, two of them did not do homework. Well,
if you combine me and Tayton's GPA, it was still under what
still
Tyler was.
Us.
Yeah, you can add ours together. We're still under what Tyler was.
I got him.
I think you guys both beat me and Mom, though.
I don't know. Tayton was low.
We don't speak about that.
Listen, the only reason Mom even got us because I did her homework her senior year just because she was busy watching Tyler.
Yeah,
I
think I was the only one that actually did my homework.
And look at where we're all at now.
We're all on the same. We're all sitting right here.
Yeah, you went to college.
On this big old table. Yep.
I did not. I did not go to college.
I didn't go to college either.
I heard the CEOs don't need to go to college around here.
That's what I heard too. That's why I dropped out. That has been funny though lately. Now that I've been in this role a while, people asking like, I guess we probably could have talked about that too, but like, oh, did you go to college for this? I'd be like, yep. Like, oh, where'd you graduate from? Oh, no, I didn't graduate. I did one semester, and I thought, I'm never going to use this again. Full circle, came right on back. It took me, like, what? That would have been 2014, so it took me, you know, a year and a half, like almost 10 years to actually get into marketing. But, yeah, we did one semester of that, one semester of pastoral studies, so for anyone that's curious about that one. And then
see, he was already on two-time dropout, only working 1 or 2 days a week.
That's what, that was my goal. That's the whole reason I went.
Unbelievable.
It didn't work out though. It looked like it was more than one day of work, so I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, they got to counsel people and stuff. That's
yeah. Well, they closed that school too, so that doesn't help either. But yeah, so none of us really went to college.
Yeah, none of us really went to college.
One of us tried in high school, and we all ended up.
No, here. I tried just enough.
Play sports.
I'd stay to
play
eligible basketball. For sports. I got kicked off the basketball
team. Yeah, I was going to say.
I bowled instead. Just enough eligible to graduate and play sports. That's all I had to do.
That's pretty funny.
I mean, I was already working here my senior year, so I already had my job.
I think, Tater, you started your senior year too, right?
Junior year.
And I don't think that even counts into my
16.
Well, yeah.
Into my actual years I've been here.
Don't seem right, does it? We better talk to Corey about it.
Because I definitely started.
We should have a podcast about that.
Well before that.
Yeah, you're a, what's the word? A curl?
A curl. Yeah, we're smart.
Yeah, we're all really. I can't even try and figure out. I don't even know if they're speaking English.
They consider your, and we're going to talk about it at some point.
They're just chipping me on 2 years ahead of vacation time.
Yeah, because your start date's really your full-time start date, and we got to decide whether it should have been your part-time start date.
I was part-time for probably at least a year and a half. So I did it through a full school year plus the summer before that.
Wonderful. So,
I guess from my end, can I ask, what's it like working for your kids, I guess?
Working for my kids?
Working with your kids.
Yeah.
He's working for me, yeah, for sure.
That's a future question, sorry.
So
that's next episode.
The reality is there's times it's better because, like, especially here, like, when I don't have to be here because, one, you guys are here, and it's not because you guys are doing all the work, but it's because people aren't going to screw around knowing that, oh, your kids are there. You know, same thing. I used to do every single show and every single event. And now that if Tyler goes, like, oh, they ain't gonna screw around because Tyler's there. And granted, he never comes back and tells me, but they think he does. And the same thing, like, you guys never tell anybody.
My secrets now, though.
But
yeah, why do you say that?
But they think they do. So, and that's the good spot. But the other part is there's a lot of pressure on you because when you guys do screw up, it's like, God dang it, you know, like we gotta do better than that. Or if you're, you know, if something goes wrong and it was your fault, that's why I get so mad at you guys sometimes. And then also, like, there's no separation between work and family. It's kind of all blends together. And then, yeah, obviously when you guys gang up on me and go to mom, you know, that's
that
a problem.
Happened we knew one this was time. Coming. That happened one time. I don't even remember what the story was.
Then it also happened the time when I was super mad back there and you guys found out it wasn't you two guys and you were high five and then you had to stop and tell mom.
Yeah.
That. Thought you guys were in trouble. It wasn't your fault.
Oh, yeah. I do remember. I do remember that.
Okay. Well, I think that's it. I don't know what else we want to talk about unless.
I mean, we could talk about Tayton faking injuries and stuff, saying he had headache and stuff.
Well, he still. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tayton faked an injury all the way until he had to get brain surgery.
Yeah.
I don't know how he got the doctor convinced him.
The reality is he's on strike two. Strike three, we're not even bringing him to that doctor anymore.
Yeah.
Like he already tried to die twice now.
He did.
And the third time, he's out. It's three strikes, you're out. So.
First time, I couldn't even talk. That wasn't fair.
Well, it's still strike one. We still had to sit in the hospital. While you're, So.
For the reference point, he was a baby. That was the point we were trying to make here.
Yeah, he had gallstones at like 1 year old, and apparently 1 year olds normally get gallstones. So,
and then he had, how long ago was the brain one?
I think
it was 16. So
7 years?
Yeah.
7 years ago, he got strep throat on his brain. Okay, that's not what they said, but they did say strep. I still don't know what it is.
Yeah. We could talk about that story real quick. This will be our final story, and then we'll wrap it up. So I'm in Orlando at ISA. And my phone keeps ringing and I see that at Spectrum Health and I knew Tater was going in for, cause he'd been crying about some, oh, I got a headache. We're like, no, go to school, take some aspirin. So we finally, like, the doctor said he can get a CAT scan and actually the insurance refused it. And our doctor said, no, he needs to have it. And he has it and they leave and the doctor's calling me and they're like, hey, you got to send him back. I'm like, I'm in Orlando. Like, so then I'm calling him and his mom and neither one are answering because they're at Steak and Shake partying or whatever they were doing. So finally I get a hold of them. They have to go back. And this is how easygoing, I guess, his mom and I are. Like, she's just the same as me. So they're like, she asked him when they said, hey, he needs to have, you know, surgery and he needs to have it tomorrow morning early. Like, this is like, I guess it's serious. But my mom or his mom, my wife says, well, should I call my husband and have him come back? And the lady looks at my wife and says, this is not toe surgery. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll call him. So number two, if you're ever on Amazing Race, you probably want me there because this is 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, probably.
And I'm in Orlando and surgery's like 6 a.m. and I made it. I mean, granted, I had all the right people around me to get the flights and get the rental car and all that stuff, but I made it. And then we get there and everybody's crying except us.
Yeah.
So
Tristan and I don't even think knew I had surgery till after.
I found out after you were done that it went.
He was fine.
We never told you?
In the end, he was fine the whole time. He probably still was faking.
I found out. I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, I think he was faking.
They took pictures, but I have no idea what it's supposed to look like normally, so they could have just lied to me the whole time.
They put some food coloring in my blood.
Then we hit the Running Man challenge the day after.
I don't think they make white food coloring.
No, we did ask the doctor to give us a picture when they drilled the hole in his head, and he did give us a picture. We still have that picture of you with a hole in your head.
He literally took a picture mid-surgery, but...
All right, we got to wrap up.
That gives an idea of kind of what we are. So, yeah, just to wrap up, a few things on our end. If you want to hear more stories about our crazy family, let us know. We can probably do another one at some point. But the other thing I wanted to say is a lot of people said last week when we were at ISA, like, love the podcast. So a lot of you guys are listening. Let us know in the comments if you have questions, or even just let us know, like, hey, you can even just say, hey, love the podcast. Just say that exact sentence in the comments. But
yeah, we got this new sign that's behind us. And if you want any of your, like, I don't know, you got a cup or a mug or a hat you want on here, just send it to us.
Yep.
Send two.
So can I have this, hat now?
Yeah. So Tater's, he started wearing this hat. I'm like, no, this hat's for the podcast. And he's like, can we do the podcast so I can take the hat? So,
so that's what you've been asking
for. Yeah. Send hats and mugs.
But yeah, leave a comment. Let us know if there's something you'd like us to talk about or something you just want to give us feedback on the show for. Like, we're not getting a lot of feedback from you guys, but a lot of people are telling us in person that they're listening. So like, reach out, let us know what you'd like to hear. If you're a vendor or a customer and you want to be on the podcast, also reach out. Just find us on LinkedIn or whatever. That's most of you guys get a hold of us anyways. And yeah, lastly, just thanks for listening, guys. A lot of you told us that you're loving the show, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, we're just here to have fun and be a little bit knowledgeable in some things, but I mean, we just did.
This was definitely the slightly serious podcast, not the slightly not serious sign podcast. This is the episode Domingo was waiting for.
Yeah, Domingo wanted this episode. Thanks for listening to episode one of the slightly serious podcast.
Yep.
Appreciate you guys listening. I don't think we even mentioned one score signs one time, but, sign's here. Oh, also, we can mention this too, since Rick had to cut it from the video. I wanted to say thank you for G2G for making the sign for us, because we made a video of me unboxing it and I said, yep, this package just showed up from GSG, and then I opened it and it was the sign.
G2G and GSG are two different things.
Well, why do they look the same? It's just, that's...
Yeah, I don't know. GSG, Jared, Mark, can you guys change your name?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
It's too close to G2G.
I have to think about it every time. Graphic Solutions Group. I don't know what that means either, but if you guys want to come on, you can. I just met Mark for the first time, so I felt important when I met him. I wish I'd known who he was before. I would have maybe been a little more formal, but nice to meet you. I feel nice, like that Tyler. Was how that whole NASSD thing met. Yep. When is just like, I just like, you're just sitting there like talking and then find out like, well, it's obviously was a lot of like, you know, owners and big names in the company, so you're just sitting next to them and find out later that they're, you know, the owners or whatever.
You didn't ask him for an autograph, did you?
I didn't. No.
Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't say that's who your famous person you wanted to meet again was, or hang out, yeah. Go to dinner.
Yeah. Mark from GSG. But yeah, thanks for watching and listening. We appreciate it. Keep watching on YouTube. You guys all seem to be doing that. We're getting 2 or 3 times as many views on YouTube as we are on the podcast, so we appreciate it. Hopefully you guys found this one enjoyable. People that know us at least will get to know us a little better, and then people
clear up the thing too. There's one that's video and the one that's
on YouTube. People have been asking, sometimes they're not getting any video feed. The video comes out a little after the audio version does on YouTube, so you just have to wait and look for it. Yeah. So you just have to wait for it sometimes. So typically it's around like 9-ish, I would say. We're uploading it basically when Rick gets here in the morning, he uploads a YouTube video typically. So,
and the audio comes out early morning, like
the audio, 3 or 4 in the morning. Comes out automatically basically. So all the podcasts and the audio version on YouTube all come out at the same time, and then we manually upload the video version. So if you don't see the video version, just wait for it and it will come out. Yeah, there's just a little clarification there. But once right. again,
I mean, thanks. This is the longest outro of a podcast I've ever heard.
It's not the cleanest outro, okay?
This is the longest one ever. We started the outro 5 minutes ago.
Well, if you're still listening, leave a comment.
Yep.
Thank
say,
you.
Say love the podcast.
Yep.
Tyler's
yep.
the best looking of all four of them.
LeBron's a goat.
Any of those will work in the comment section. We'll know you listened to the end. So.
No. Look, can we please put Michael Jordan in more than LeBron, please?
I'll comment on every single person. I'll give stats, everything. I'll do full videos.
Just follow him on TikTok.
Yeah. Just follow.
All right, we got to get out of here.
All right.
We got work to do. Let's get to work. Tater, okay. get the warehouse clean.
It's time for me to go home.
In my time.
Whatever.
I'm done for the week.
Get some work done. I've been sitting here for an hour. My watch says stand up.
Yeah, mine just said that
nonsense.
Too.
All right, thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you.
Bye.